How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Silverstein joins us now here on the Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. What's going on, Tom?
Did lightning just hit you? Because you just lied like nobody's business about my ability to coach.
No, man, lightning did. I've seen you coach multiple times.
I know, and they were all losses, weren't they?
I don't remember how it all turned out. But I've been there. I've witnessed it. It's good stuff. I enjoy watching you coach. So let's talk about this Packers team. First and foremost, I guess, the Zach Tom name change seems to be a big deal one way or the other. To a degree, I think it's kind of overblown to a certain degree. The backstory on it, it seems to make a lot of sense to me. I think it's a pretty cool story.
Yeah, it's definitely better than, you know, going to Chad Ochocinco or something like that, you know? I mean, it has some meaning, and I can understand why he did it. And good for him.
Absolutely. You know? No, I totally agree with you on that. Let's talk about the right guard situation for the Green Bay Packers. I think that might have a little bit of a spotlight, at least from fans, of Anthony Belton. I think people expect to be the right guard and so forth. Is it that simple? Is it his job and it's going to be hard to wrestle away from him?
No, it's not. And we saw him a little bit at right tackle today.
Oh, back to that.
For the first time.
Didn't we do this last year? Wasn't he at right tackle in training camp all of last year?
It was just for a series or two, and you know they've got to prepare guys. I mean, if someone gets hurt, they've got to be able to play multiple positions. So it wasn't like he was there for the whole day. It was just for a couple of series. I think they also have to take a long look at Jager Burton. He was out there today playing in team drills, and they stuck him at right guard. And I think they've got to play through that too and see where he could possibly help them. So, you know, Belton has a ton of talent, and in my opinion, he's not really a guard, but he did okay enough last year, and he's got a lot of potential, but maybe he's not a guard. Maybe he's going to have to be a swing tackle. I don't know.
What about Jordan Morgan? He gets his run in left tackle. Now, again, we saw this last year, too, as well, in camp and in preseason a little bit. And he looked okay at left tackle. Today I saw amongst everybody tweeting that he did well against Van Ness in one-on-one drills. What do you make of him at left tackle?
Well, he's going to be a good pass blocker. That's his forte. That's what he does. He was good at it in college. That's why the Packers drafted him. And I think it's about becoming, you know, a complete player and also being able to deal with some of the high-end rushers in the league, guys with the really long arms, guys, you know, who are the toughest, the Myles Garretts of the world that sometimes you're going to have to block one-on-one. But, I don't think he's the biggest worry. He's the biggest story, but I don't know if he's the biggest concern.
Tom Silverstein, Packers beat writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him on X at Tom Silverstein. The other story that people have been talking about is all of these cornerback blitzes that Mr. Gannon is throwing at the Packers offense so far in camp. Do we think this is going to be a strategy of the Packers defense, or is this something LaFleur wants to work on for his offense? Which do you take away from it?
I think it's an element that they will employ. I think that's something, you know, he is Gannon has a history of using safeties, you know, often three safeties, and they're kind of interchangeable. And there's ways, you know, he expects his safeties to be able to cover. And so there's ways you can bring guys like that. I mean, you have to be creative, I think, in situations. But I don't know that that means he's going to, you know, send corners 10 times a game or anything like that. But it could, you know, if it's successful, it could become a staple. He's talking tomorrow to us, so I am kind of curious to hear what he says, is whether maybe they're just working on that right now as part of their installation of the defense, or maybe it would.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
It'll be a staple.
The other two thing, too, we want to watch here is Valentine, obviously, with the hamstring thing. So you're starting to see Cisse a little bit more. LaFleur, very complimentary of the dude himself, the human being himself, outside of just being a football player. What have you seen from the actual football player? My thought was coming out of the draft, he is super athletic. There's no questioning the athleticism. It's how quickly he can catch up to everything else.
Yeah, I think that's 100% accurate. I mean, you see him, he can shadow most guys. I mean, he got torched by Christian Watson today, but it was, you know, wasn't necessarily his fault. He had to fight through a lot of traffic. But he, you know, he's a really smart kid, and I think he's got a chance to just wrestle that position, you know, away and just take it. But he's got to show he can play off coverage, you know, which is what Gannon plays a lot of. He played a lot of press in college, and off coverage is different. And you have to kind of master, you know, what you can, when you can break, what you can give up to the receiver. And so I think that'll be kind of a process for him.
What about these pass rushers? Because that's the other thing people are looking to see, as far as can somebody step up, make an impact. A hot name that people have been talking about this offseason, because he's been working out with Micah Parsons. Baron Sorrell had a, 60-yardish pick six today.
Yeah. Well, Micah Parsons talked today for the first time in camp and made it clear that, you know, it was an easy interception. That, you know, he Sorrell said he thinks he has the best hands in the room, and Parsons was like, well, you know, I mean, it was practically thrown to you. So I think, you know, that isn't the focal point with him. I think the focal point has been how well he's rushing the passer. And we kind of saw him at the end of last year in that Minnesota game, when he got to play the entire game, that he can be disruptive, and you can see that he's built his body up and he's playing a little bit different position, you know, when in base defense, they're now outside linebackers. But I think he's a kid to keep an eye on. And it's going to be interesting to see, you know, whether if he can develop even better than Lucas Van Ness, you know, that'll be something to watch, I think.
Tom, the person that I don't call by name until he can actually play two full games back-to-back, the running back they drafted last year behind Josh Jacobs, talk right about how he's looked in camp so far.
I have said on our podcast that I am not going to write a word until September.
There!
So,
yeah! Join the movement, Tom! Join the movement! All right.
Yeah, He looks impressive. I mean, he always looks impressive. He's a heck of an athlete. He's gotten bigger and stronger. And when he makes a cut, I mean, it's explosive. So far, so good. He hasn't gotten hurt. Let's, you know, get back to me in September again. Because if he stays healthy, he'll be their number two back. And then we'll see from there. But how much he can... you know, how much effect he can have on the offense, but he's clearly talented, and he's 220-pound guys who can run like that don't grow on trees.
Exactly right. Uber talented, no doubt. And that's the frustrating part about it. He could be their lead back for the next, you know, 5-6 years if he can stay on the field here at some point going forward. Tom, thanks so much for coming on, man. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Packers beat writer. Follow him on X at Tom Silverstein, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
All right. No problem, Spark. Thanks a lot.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.